Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, switching gears to the domestic front, the National Center for Education Statistics reports that fewer than 40% of students in the U.S. are proficient readers. Among those struggling to read, some have undiagnosed disorders like dyslexia. And there are concerns that schools aren't identifying problems soon enough and students aren't being taught ways to help them. Well, a new law in Maryland hopes to change this, but as Jenny Ubemu of WAMU reports, some parents and educators wonder if it goes far enough.
Sarah Friedman's daughter was always behind her classmates in reading.
They were telling us, oh, she'll get there, she'll catch up.
But Friedman's daughter, who we aren't naming to protect her privacy, didn't catch up.
And at the beginning of third grade is when our daughter, she started calling herself names. I'm stupid, I'm dumb. I can't learn how to read. I'm useless, she said.
The Friedmans suspected their daughter had dyslexia, but they had to go outside the school to confirm it. Like many districts across the country, Montgomery County in Maryland did not train teachers to use the word dyslexia. District spokesperson Derek Turner says that's because the term is too broad.
If you're a doctor and you have a patient and your patient comes in with a cough, you don't immediately go to surgery, right?
Instead, the district watches for students who are struggling, then tests different methods for teaching them. But parents worry this is a band-aid approach that doesn't address the root cause of some students' issues with reading. Nationwide, researchers say as many as 20% of students may have some form of dyslexia. In Montgomery County, fewer than 4% of students are identified as having it. The numbers are similar in other districts around the country.
One of the major difficulties with schools is they don't want to know about dyslexia.
That's Sally Shaywitz, co-founder of the Yale Center for Dyslexia and Creativity. She says it's not just about the label. It's about recognizing an issue and acting on it. There are plenty of research-backed ways to screen, diagnose, and treat students with various types of dyslexia, from moderate to severe, and these aren't being used in many schools.
You don't know what you have, and it gets worse and worse over time as you're in school. It breeds anxiety. Schools must screen children and must identify and intervene.
The consequences for not intervening can be dire. Students who are behind in reading are more likely to drop out of high school. That hurts their prospects for jobs and their life trajectory. Some studies have found that dyslexia and other reading disorders are more prominent amongst prisoners than the general population. It's so widespread that federal policy now requires prisons to screen for and treat dyslexia. But Montgomery County Assistant Superintendent of Special Education Kevin Lowndes says it's possible to help struggling readers without labeling them.
We do recognize that students are struggling and we want to help and support all of our students, but we've always tried to do that. We've always tried to reach all of our students.
A new law in Maryland could help Montgomery County reach more students. It requires districts to screen all kindergarten students for signs of reading disorders and then offer special instruction. This is aimed at families like the Friedmans, who eventually transferred their daughter to a private school that specializes in dyslexia. Jay Friedman is Sarah's husband.
Everything was a struggle, especially when we were asking and begging for help from the school. We could not let her go through school and not let her be able to read.
Kelly O'Keefe is with Decoding Dyslexia, a parent-led group that supported the bill. She also has daughters with dyslexia who weren't identified by Montgomery County schools. She says the law is a good first step toward finding students who need support, but schools have to follow through.
Even when a child is identified as a struggling reader, even now, and within any public school system, really, in Maryland, the challenge is to ensure that that child receives evidence-based, appropriate intervention to truly help that child learn to read.
To provide all the services required in the new law, Montgomery County says it will need to spend almost $5 million on staff, new screening instruments, and instructional materials. There is some money set aside in the upcoming budget for a dyslexia reading specialist, but it isn't enough to fully implement the new law. Experts like Yale's Sally Shaywitz say this may mean more students are identified as struggling readers, but the law stops short of having schools identify or label the causes of students' issues. She worries that without this, some students may still not get the specialized treatment they need. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Abamu.